You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage comes from Deuteronomy 30, verses 11 to 14. For this commandment that I command you today is not too hard for you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend to heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so that you can do it. This text from the book of Deuteronomy is a text from a book that is mainly one long speech given by Moses on the banks of the Jordan before he dies and the Israelites go into the Promised Land. This passage today is towards the end of the speech, and it goes on in the verse 15 to put before the Israelites that they have a choice of life and death, a choice to follow the way of the Lord or to choose their own way. That is the same choice that is before us today. In this passage, we hear of the closeness of the word. Moses promises the Israelites that the word is close, that it is not in heaven, but it is near to them. We today, as Christians living in 2021, we in fact know that the word is closer to us in one sense. We know that God came from heaven to earth so that we may know how close he is to us. We know that Jesus ascended to heaven, came down to earth to bring us the word. He was the word of God. He is the word of God in our lives. We can see this passage as a promise that God's word will be in our mouths and our hearts. We are assured that we can not only have the word in us, but that we can do it. We know that through Jesus bringing the word to earth, we have a special access to that word. And we know that we have the Spirit that now lives within us, that Jesus has sent it to us, and that we have received it. We know that we have this. This is a promise and something we can trust in. God has not left us alone to follow his ways by ourselves, but he has come into flesh to lift the curse of sin and death from our lives. Do we have the confidence in God's promise that he is with us and that he will help us do his word? How can we grow in trusting in God's continual presence in our lives and in the Spirit that lives within us? Lord God, I thank you that you have come to us, that your word was made flesh in Jesus, and that we have tasted and seen of your word, and that now you live within us through your Spirit. Lord, I thank you of your presence. I thank you for your word with us. Lord, help us to trust in you. Help us to trust in that promise of your continual presence, that we may become doers of your word, that we may know the nearness of that word to us and rely upon it for all that we do. In your name we pray. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.